The author I'm profiling today is someone that's going to be very familiar to you. He hosts the AutJet Business Show that will be beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. It's every Thursday, and he's none other than David Zeidel. Now, did you know he's an author? He's written two books, and we've decided instead of profiling both today, we'll profile one that is called Life on the Run. And then, Dave, if you don't mind, I'll have you back this time next week to chat about your other books.
Sure.
Where do you find time to write books in between everything else you do?
Those were written quite some time ago, funny enough. And it's not about finding time, it's about making time.
Yeah, isn't that true? Well, the first book, the one that we're looking at today, is beautiful. It's beautifully presented, and I'm holding it in my hands right now. It's called Life on the Run, 18 Steps to Success. And it charts a dynamic path to achievement in today's fast-paced world. It distills Dave's experience into 18 actionable steps from clarity and boldness to resilience. And it's designed for professionals who want to win without waiting. Dave, what's the step one mindset that sets the tone for all the others? And why does it, and in other words, starting smart, matter so much?
So let me unpack it a little bit more, the premise behind it, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
So I ran a couple of Comrades Marathons. I've run one up and one down. So for someone who hasn't run a Comrades Marathon, it sounds like amazing. For the many people out there who have done Comrades, and I know a few people who've done 10 and 20 and even someone who's done 30, my achievement is nothing compared to that.
Okay, but for me it's amazing.
But what happened is I took up running. I wasn't really a runner. I decided my mom's birthday was on June the 16th. And I always said, like, I'm going to run Comrades one day, which happened to be on June the 16th. And then my mom unfortunately passed away. And the first year after her death, I said, in her memory, I'm going to run the race. And started running and kind of learned lessons through running that I thought applied to life and business in general.
Was it the run itself or was it the preparation for the run?
So it was the preparation for the run that was it. The very first rule that comes up there is, I'll give you the story around it. There's a race called Umdi Dam, which means around the dam. And I know why it's called the dam, because as you're going around, you're going, damn, this just keeps going. It's over 50 kilometer run. And at the end, almost towards the end of what would be a normal marathon, there's this massive hill. And I remember going up the hill and really being tired. And when you're tired, you don't look up, you look down. You're just looking at your feet. And I kept going and going, and this thing didn't stop. And at one stage, I thought, I'm just going to give up. This is enough. I'm going to walk.
Was this before or after the Comrades?
Before the Comrades. So this was training for the Comrades. You know, in South Africa, we're the only crazy people in the world who run like marathons in training just for another race. Anywhere else in the world, the ultimate is the actual race. And then just on that also, I had some friends in Israel. When I told them I ran a 90 kilometer race, the question was, over how many days? That's the mindset. Anyway, so I was going up this hill ready to give up, and as I'm about to give up, I looked and found I was very close to the top, and I thought, hang on, let me push that little bit extra. Went up to the top, and then obviously as you come down on the other side, it becomes completely easy again. And I thought to myself, how many times has that happened to me in my life where I had almost broken through, it got so difficult that I gave up. And I could think of a few times when I'd given up on doing something and thought, I wonder if I should have just pushed a little bit harder. So that was the first lesson of, you never know how close you are to breaking through.
Why 18 steps? Why the number 18?
A couple of things. So the book's called Life on the Run. 18 in Hebrew is chai. And chai means life. So that was the Life on the Run, which is, it's 18 different lessons like that in the book.
Before I continue, I just want to mention that you've kindly giving away two copies of this book. And you can WhatsApp me, the first two people to WhatsApp me on 061-895-1019, win themselves a copy of this book. And the question is, what is the title of the book? David just mentioned it, and we'll mention it again if you missed it. But David, you advocate embracing discomfort as a growth accelerator. How do you help people turn fear into fuel rather than see it as a barrier?
So the best way, and the whole book is written like this, is using metaphors and stories. And the story I'll talk about breakthrough is there's a guy walking down a garden path, and he sees a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. And the butterfly is trying to push out and push out, and he watches it in fascination for a while, and then thinks, hang on, but why is this butterfly not coming out of the cocoon? And he has a look, and there's a very thin thread that's stopping it. So he, with his little pinky, just breaks it off to help the butterfly. The butterfly comes out the cocoon, lies on the ground, flapping around, and then he thinks, well, obviously something wrong with the butterfly, and moves away. What he doesn't know is that it's that battle that the butterfly has to break the cord with its wings. Only when its wings are strong enough to break that little thread is it strong enough to fly. And that's kind of, we all like that. We need the battle. We hate the battle. It's hard. But it's the battle that makes us strong enough for the rest. And someone looking from the outside who sees this tiny little thread, for them it's easy to help. But they're actually not helping. They're doing the opposite. And so I think that's where the battle is good for us, even though we don't like it.
It reminds me of, what's the saying, the only way through is through. Which of your 18 steps, and maybe it's the least obvious, do you find that people consistently overlook, and yet it yields outsized results?
So that's a very difficult one to answer, but I would think it's the ones that the little things, it's the little things that make the big things happen. Mm-hmm. It's those things, and anyone who listens to my business show, I've given the story about what's called a trim tab. And a trim tab is the little rudder on a boat, and it's the little rudder that moves the big rudder that moves up the whole ship. In order to move the whole ship, you've got to first move the little thing. And I think that's the most common lesson, is that we often think, it's only a small little change, how's it going to help? But, or if there's a massive task, we say, I can't do it, I'm going to give up. You've got to start with the little things, and it's those little things that eventually make the big things happen.
We've already got our two winners. There's so many people that are WhatsApping us in. Congratulations to Garen Cohen. Yes, the name of the book is Life on the Run. And also Michael Wingren. Well done to both of you. Kind of wish you had three copies, and you know, that's me hinting at me trying to get a copy, but I'm not putting you on the spot. Your book is also about speed without sacrificing depth. How do you balance swift decision making with staying grounded in values?
So some of the things, there are no answers to the questions. Mm. And that's the lesson to be learned, that it's looking for the answers that help you, but sometimes you can't get all the answers, and you've got to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Do you find that after you wrote this book, you were able to embrace the difficult times in your life more easily? I mean, I say that because sometimes I find that I have all the knowledge in the world, but it doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to behave differently.
So the problem with being an author and writing a book is people say, but why are you doing that? You, the author, you wrote that.
Yeah.
And we've got to kind of learn from ourselves often. And yes, I find myself battling with the things that I know are right, and I still don't do it. And I think that's human nature. And that's the hard things. Is sometimes it's not about sometimes that we don't know and therefore we don't do. Sometimes we do know and we still don't do.
And any advice? I mean, I know you're not a psychologist, but from your own experience, any advice to those of us who can relate to that 100%?
The reason why I can express it so well is I suffer from that as well.
So can you give us an answer, or this is going to be another book?
So yeah. So it's just, the lesson from that is, for me and everyone else listening, is just to don't put too much pressure on yourself and do the little things, and then the big things will happen.
David Seidel, who we all know as the host of the Orkjet Business Show that will get underway in 37 minutes. Thanks so much for coming in and chatting about this book. It looks beautiful, and the two copies have already been won. And next week we'll be chatting, same time, same place, about another book you've written called Basic Business Calculations. So I look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Great. Thank you.